This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all love to treat ourselves every now and then, right? Like go out and buy a nice coffee, maybe get a little extra legroom on the plane. Then why are we always settling for doctors? Your health is the most important thing. That's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. You know how I feel about making phone calls, and that is why I discovered ZocDoc many years ago before I even had a podcast. And so I'm thrilled. This feels very full circle. I use ZocDoc all the time in LA. I still use them here in Cincinnati. It's just such a cool service to be able to put in your insurance and find a doctor for whatever your ailment might be. I actually found an ENT doctor once when I had this sinus infection, probably TMI. But anyway, I love ZocDoc. I've loved it for years. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's how easy it is. Sometimes they even have same day appointments. I know I've gotten some in the past. Go to ZocDoc.com/drink and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/drink. ZocDoc.com/drink.
Okay, everyone. Hi, welcome to November. It's November 1st, this comes out. And we have a special guest. We've had Eva on the show for a little bit now. And I don't know if we've had our other special guest come on after Eva yet, but we have a third special guest, depending on what order you're listening to this in. She has been on the show before, back in episode 23, so it's been a while. And we've got the Stinky Witch in the house.
Hello. I'm a little out of practice.
Welcome, Allison. How are you doing today? Happy November 1st.
Thank you. Yeah, ask me how I'm doing. Like, it's the first time we've spoken today. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
You know.
Do I? I actually don't think that I've asked you how you are today.
I'm stressed because our room is a mess and I know how you feel about that.
You can't tell from this perspective.
So. I put the camera on. I intentionally, if we were to move our bodies, if Allison moved her body, you would see some of the stuff that gives Allison some strife in our relationship. So
we'll see what happens. I might do a little shimmy shake. You know, who knows?
If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment below because Allison tried very hard with her makeup today. She looks so pretty. So please make her feel good. And today we are doing some listener stories for those of you who are brand new. We put out a personal listener story on the first of every month where you can submit your own ghost and true crime stories to us. And since it's November 1st, I imagine this has some Halloween theme to it since Halloween was yesterday. Do we know what we're doing for Halloween yet since we're recording in advance?
We do. Yeah.
What are we doing?
We're going to House of Spirits.
Oh, yes.
Which is sort of like half cocktail party, half haunted house.
Yeah.
So
also like there's a pinch of full male frontal nudity.
I mean, there was last year, so we can only hope for this year.
I was not prepared for that. It was actually the special treat you get after you have to go through like 8 different rooms to get 8 different drinks. And the 9th drink is like your prize after drinking the other 8. And there was like you couldn't access that room until you had the other 8. And in that room, there was a naked man. It's very odd.
They don't put that in their Instagram app.
It's definitely the scariest part of the Halloween attraction. anyway, so thank you to Eva who put these stories together for us. Apparently one of them, she has warned me, is pretty narcissistic for her. It apparently has something to do with her, which I don't know what that means, but I'm excited to find out what gives Eva's ego joy. And if you'd like to send in your own stories for the future first of the month episodes, you can do that on our website. So Do you want to go first or me? Usually I go first, but you are the guest.
Yeah, sure. I'll go first. Let me take a little sip of my drink first.
Oh, tell people what you're drinking, Allison. You did this intentionally. It's got a theme to it.
This is actually my second drink. The first one I told Em about was a Death in the Gulf Stream.
Okay.
Which was invented by Ernest Hemingway, I learned.
Is that not what this is?
This is not. This is a gin and sin.
A gin and sin?
That's right.
A little bit of both. That's fun. The other one, it had death to it. Seemed right for, and that's why we drink.
This one has sin to it.
This one has sin. Seems a and it matches you. You got a whole orange theme going on. A post-Halloween style. All right. Well, I guess this is your story because we made sure the font was 1,000% just for you.
Thank you.
So we usually read the subject line first.
Okay, so the subject line for this one is, I think my cousin walked my grandma into the afterlife, like in Coco.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it also says, Happy Dia de los Muertos.
Perfect. And then I'm going to look away so I'm not reading off the same screen and surprising myself with the story. So you scroll how you need to.
Okay. So this was submitted by Alex, who uses pronouns she, her. Thank you for normalizing pronouns.
Ah, it's like you listen to the show, Allison.
It is fun to be on this side of it and see what you're actually reading. All right. And, okay. So it starts with hello to baby Leona. I would also like to say hello to baby Leona.
Okay. Yeah. We have yet to say hello to her at the same time, have we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you FaceTimed with the little baby at all yet?
I have not.
I've only done it once and she was sleeping and probably pooping, which couldn't be a more proud Funkle. But she seems to be super low maintenance so far. So we know nothing else beyond that, except she's very cute.
All right. So Alex says hello to baby Leona and hello to all other animals and humans as well. Hello back to you. Love your podcast and thank you for making me laugh while I'm bored to death, no pun intended, at work. This story is sad, but I believe the ending really encompasses the true meaning of Dia de los Muertos. It's a day to celebrate your family that has passed on, but finding comfort in knowing that they're together waiting for you when it's your time to leave this earth. Mm. Oh, that's nice. Okay, let's crack into it.
Hey!
Should I have let you said that?
I wouldn't have known. I wasn't looking at the screen. You said it very nicely, Allison.
Thank you. My grandmother has had pretty advanced Alzheimer's, and ever since I was little, I remember being really young, like even age 4 or 5, and her asking me the same 3 questions over and over within a 10-minute time period.
Whoa.
However, she never forgot who everyone was and was still really good with names until she died. This is important.
Oh, okay.
When my grandpa died when I was about 15, she couldn't remember that he passed away. So you can imagine how hard it was having to tell her over and over again that he passed away when she was looking for him.
Mm.
My cousin Miranda, who is 4 years older than me, I'm currently 25, had the absolute purest soul of anyone I have ever known to this day. She was the cousin who always took the time, even when she was a teenager, to come sit with my grandma just to spend time with her or go on long walks with my grandpa. She adored them. Sadly, we lost my cousin tragically, and it really shook the whole family. With my grandma's Alzheimer's and how she never remembered my grandpa no longer being with us, it was the obvious decision not to tell her what happened to my cousin.
Mm. Sure.
That's terrible. One night, a couple years later, toward the end of my grandma's life, my brother's girlfriend had taken the shift to watch my grandma. They were sitting in the living room that is pretty secluded from the rest of the house, and my brother's girlfriend said that she heard a loud bang from the back room that's past the kitchen.
Hmm.
Obviously startled, my brother's girlfriend got up to see what it was until my grandma stopped her and said, "Don't worry, it's just my granddaughter, Miranda."
Oh, that was sweet.
My brother's girlfriend, obviously knowing my cousin passed away, was like, WTF. What a trooper. Can't believe she still stayed after that. Fast forward, I think a couple months later, my grandma is in her hospice bed. Couldn't say anything until my aunt, my cousin's mom, said the day before she died, she reached into the air and kept calling Miranda, Miranda. She passed away that night.
Wow.
Dia de los Muertos is a day for family. It is to remember not the way your family member died, but to celebrate their life, knowing that one day you will be with them again. I like to think my cousin stuck around to keep my grandma company until she died, because that is just so like Miranda.
I love Miranda. She's fun.
She sounds so sweet.
She sounds just a peach.
And then Alex says, LOL. I imagine it just like in the movie Coco, where they walked across the beautiful orange bridge in the sky to join my grandpa where they could all be together again.
Aw, that's sweet.
That's so sweet. Sorry this was so long, but thanks for anyone even reading this. I hope everyone has a nice day, remembering their family members and honoring their spirits. XOXO.
Oh, that's nice.
That's so sweet. Did you ever watch Coco?
No.
Oh, did I tell you about when I watched it?
No.
I cried really hard in the theater.
I feel like that seems to be the theme, though. Everyone I've talked to about Coco, I mean, I'm not having like 1,000 conversations a day about Coco, but anytime I have mentioned it, people just go, oh, like just all have this real emotional moment with it. So
I think I cried at the beginning. I cried at the end. I cried a lot. And I also went with a friend who I like really didn't know that well. So it was really awkward that I was sobbing at the end.
Who'd you go with?
Natalia.
Wow. I think I'm afraid. I mean, going into that movie, it sounds like I also have to be prepared to just be an emotional wreck for the rest of the day. So
it's really good, though.
I'm sure it's great. I am just afraid of having, I have to be for sure in a mental space for that, a headspace to cry.
You have to be like ready for a good cry, but a heartwarming cry.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard the gist, I think, of the movie. We'll watch it together. Maybe we can do that for Halloween too. No?
I'm not ready to be sobbing on Halloween. Thank you.
See, that's why I don't want to watch it either. I don't want to cry. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you so much, Alex, for that story.
Thank you, Alex. Yes.
Also, loving your just because I know you so well, which, by the way, this is so sweet, because last time you were on here, I just had the biggest crush on you. I still do.
I was going to say, I still have a big crush on you.
But it was supposed to be secret, except hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people were like, no, we knew. So
should I like put my arm around you?
Okay.
Like
the last time. Oh, Christine isn't here to stop us now, which is the fun part, because the last time we recorded together, when we just had crushes on each other, Allison was definitely tipsy. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And kept putting her arm around me, and I, who can't read a single damn sign, I was like, oh wow, that's a nice friend there. I was like not aware that she was trying to make the moves, and poor Christine had to sit across from us. We were sitting like this last time.
Yeah, except we were sharing a mic.
Yeah.
Which is my excuse for putting my arm around.
Right. We had to be close. Oh, yeah. And oh, poor Christine. She's probably just rolling her eyes right now listening to this. She's like, I can't delete all of this footage anymore like I could last time. But no, now that I know you well, though, it's fun to hear you try to read the stories, because you've got your office voice, your phone voice.
Oh, is that my phone voice?
Yeah. Mm. I love Allison's phone voice. It's very fun. Just because you go, hello. And then afterwards you're like,
And that's why We Drink is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You won't want to miss Fluid Engine. This is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And I'll be honest, this is a game-changer. Back when I made the And That's Why We Drink website, I used Squarespace. This was obviously well before they were a sponsor, and we have used them ever since. And it's unbelievable how easy this tool is. Any of us on the team can log in and move some things around, update things. We don't need like a dedicated webmaster to figure it out for us, because it's so accessible. I love Squarespace. I've made many websites with it before, and it's really easy to get started. You can get one of their Squarespace professional website templates to use. They have designs for every category and use case. Then you can customize your look, update content, add features to fit your unique needs. It's just a really, really cool service. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drink to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like fan fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code ATWWD to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Okay, moving on to story number two. This is called The Unknown College Cryptid with the question mark. So even even the writer's unsure here.
I'm serious.
This is from Domenica. Okay, you're probably more right than I am on that. Domenica, who's a she, her pronouns. That I got. Thank you for normalizing pronouns. And the story goes, greetings and salutations to Eva and Leona. Okay, I think this is Eva's ego story because it doesn't say hello to anyone else.
I'm like, I know I'm not like part of a normal part of the podcast, but I do feel a little bit left out.
Greetings and salutations to Eva and Leona only. Love your work, love your guts. That's nice. Wish she loved my guts, but that's okay. I appreciate you anyway. I have an unknown cryptid sighting that I still haven't been able to explain to this day. You're just looking at me?
I'm trying not to read the story.
Look over there. What's wrong with you? During my third year of college, I lived in a two-floor apartment with my best friend and a girl whose guts I did, in fact, hate. Not a Megan, not a Scorpio, or a citrus fruit. Wow. So you found the rare one.
Who's left?
In the bedroom I shared with my best friend, our beds were parallel and we put a dresser under the window between our beds to use as a shared nightstand. Our campus is in the middle of the woods and my apartment was on the outer edges, so the parking lot for the dorms was surrounded by woods. This was a few years ago, I think during the fall of 2016, so the details may be a little rusty, but what I saw still baffles me. I was sitting at it one day doing homework while people watching. Doing homework or people watching. I feel like they're not the same thing.
You can do a little bit of both. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
The second I people watch, I am not doing homework. Let's just put it that way. While looking outside, I saw a creature I had never seen before. When I told my friend, I described it as a cartoon Halloween cat with its back impossibly arched. Like the one in our lobby.
We do have one of those in our lobby.
There's some cat decor that the property manager made the whole lobby look all Halloween and spooky. And there's a piece of cat decor where every time I see it, it looks like if it were a live cat, you would need to take it to a chiropractor. Its whole back is like a like half an M. It's, you know.
I wouldn't describe it as a cryptid, though.
No, that's just a cat with a problem.
It just looks... too much like a real cat, like frighteningly. Yeah.
Every
like
time I go, whoa, but not because it's a cat, it's because its back is so, it scares me. I'm like, are you okay? Also, I realized half an M is an N.
I didn't even catch that.
Okay. A cartoon Halloween cat with its back impossibly arched. It was tan and on reflection looked like a greyhound, but almost physically impossible with its back arched the way it was. There was no way it was a dog or a cat or a deer or anything. It was thin and long with four skinny legs and its eyes were huge and black. It was in the road walking towards the woods and I remember it walking awkwardly. Well,
sounds like there's no other way to walk when that's your body shape.
I know. Like it was shuffling with its front two legs meeting its back two on every stride. With its front. It's like almost like in a running, like, don't animals run with their front, then their back, then their front, then their back? No?
I think, like, the left front and the left back would, like, meet each other.
There's too many legs. I can never keep up.
And then vice versa.
With the movements, so many. When I first saw it, I really didn't question what I was seeing.
What? Why?
I certainly would have.
I mean, I guess if you're on a college campus, like, you see a lot of weird things, but... That's true. That seems like one to notice.
I would at least double take.
Yeah.
I remember watching it curiously, not thinking much of it, and only when it was closer to the trees did my brain realize it was seeing something completely foreign. I hadn't bothered to grab my phone. I couldn't have taken a quality picture anyway. I stood up and watched it enter the woods, completely baffled. It was such a bizarre experience, and I really can't explain it. I've never heard of a cryptid like that here in northern New Jersey. That sounds like, well, it could be like a Jersey Devil situation, maybe? Whatever it is, it would be a fitting mascot for my alumnus. What kind of school did you go to? thank you for this show and community. Y'all were my first true crime and paranormal podcast and set the standard in my heart. If you've ever, if you're ever passing through, come by, come stop by for lunch and a drink at the Haunted Vineyard. Oh my gosh. Love y'all.
Domenica.
Okay. I almost said Dominica again. And I knew it was wrong. XOXO. Thank you so much. And I like the little heart.
I want to know what her college mascot actually was, if that would be a fitting one.
Like, was it so different from this animal that we should consider drastically changing it? I don't know. I can't think of a school that... What's the weirdest mascot you've heard of?
Probably the Syracuse Orange.
Okay, well, that is a cryptid, as far as I'm concerned. A walking, talking orange with eyes? No, that's supernatural.
I do remember visiting the University of Richmond and the fact that the mascot was a spider and there were just spiders everywhere, like, really freaked me out.
Oh, I think because I grew up next to it, I'm fine with that. You know what's weird is the Gamecock, speaking of your area. That's weird.
It's a rooster.
It's weird. It's a weird name.
It's a fighting rooster, I guess.
But like, for so many people in an arena just go screaming like, go Cox, like, come on.
I think
maybe
it's kind of fun. It's a little like naughty.
Okay. I like the idea of South Carolina doing something a little fruity. So, speaking of the Syracuse Orange, I don't know. I'm trying to tie it in. Please go tell your story. I see the word naked and I'm already nervous about the next story.
Okay. So let's see. This one, the subject is, I scared the shit out of my naked stalker.
Oh.
Literally.
Oh.
Oh my. I feel like we don't even need to read the story. We know what's going to happen.
There's twists and turns I'm already prepared for. But like, so it's your stalker who is naked, who is pooping. And also you scared him? It's like,
wasn't pooping until they got scared.
Right, okay. Sounds like I would... It sounds like you have every right to be the scared one, but let's see how the story goes.
All right. So this is from Jay, who uses she, her pronouns.
Thank you for normalizing pronouns.
I thought I'd let you say it this time.
Thank you.
All right. So Jay says, hi, Em and Christine. I mean, Allison.
Right.
I've been listening to the podcast for about a year now, and I figured it was time to share my story. I've been having nightmares about it lately. And I've only talked about it with people close to me. I'm sorry it's so long, but I promise it's worth the read. And it's 100% true. I don't think anyone could make this shit up. I wonder if that's a like purposeful pun.
I feel like, let's pretend it is, because that's creative writing right there.
Okay. The story starts around June of 2017 when I was 19. My dad had just moved out of the house a few months before, and our only large dog had recently passed away. Aww.
That's sad.
This is important because at the time, it was just me, my mom, and our Yorkie Trixie living in the house. Side note, I love the name Trixie for a Yorkie. I don't know why. It just seems so right.
It's very fitting. Trixie feels like a petite little name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I think it'd be funny if Trixie could also be like a big ass, like bull mastiff or something. It's like such a dainty name for such a big, clunky animal, you know?
All right. We lived in a nice middle-class neighborhood where there was a little crime. Oh, sorry. There was little crime, not a little crime.
Just one little crime at a time.
I was like, sorry. Oh, jeez. I'm just a mess. I'm just going to start that sentence over. We lived in a nice middle-class neighborhood where there was little crime and people often left their doors unlocked. My mom and I are super close, and we were working our asses off to make ends meet. We weren't able to share this story on social media at the time because my mom's business was her only source of income, and sharing it would have turned away potential clients. If we had been able to, this case would likely have been solved a lot sooner. I was up at around 4 a.m. on a Friday, which wasn't normal for me. I was sitting on my bed with Trixie, texting my boyfriend that I was heading to bed, when I heard the back door close. I was certain I'd heard it, but I didn't want to believe it. Oof. I feel like this happens to me all the time. Whenever I'm home, whenever I'm home alone, I always hear like noises.
It's like inside the apartment. We live in an apartment, so it could be anyone's door.
That's what I tell myself.
Oh, okay. I sometimes hear a sound and then I just go, no, thank you. And then I just keep going with whatever I'm up to.
But see, your assumption is that it's a ghost and my assumption is that it's a murderer.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm letting the robber know. I'm like, I said no in case you needed my...
No, thank you.
In case you were wondering, you had my consent on this. You don't.
Okay. Jay was certain that she'd heard the door close, but didn't want to believe it. Then Trixie started to bark. I saw how alert she was and felt a pit forming in my stomach. I imagined someone waiting at the end of the hallway for me to poke my head out. Ooh. I texted my boyfriend that I'd heard something and he told me to call the cops, but I had never done it before and I thought my mom would be upset if I called them over one noise. This seems to be a theme.
Yeah.
With your listener stories.
And with Christine at all. It's everyone is afraid to be a bother and then something really horrible happens.
I think I would probably think the exact same thing though.
I would too. Yeah. I mean, especially if you are not someone like a straight cishet man, you know what I mean? Just to bring politics into this.
But sure, bring it in.
Well, no, I feel like anyone who was raised, female at all is like, you know, be submissive and don't be
a bother.
Don't get in the way, you know? So yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. So Jay's mom, her room was across the hall, so I mustered up my courage to open the door and bolted. Mom wasn't happy, but she saw how scared I was and agreed to walk around the house with me. It was actually pretty comical. I grabbed a hammer and she grabbed a high heel.
Okay, sorry. Well, you're really fitting the trope here. you're not helping yourself.
Okay, but I'm also having flashbacks to when I have also grabbed things that were not necessarily weapons to do this exact
What's something you've grabbed?
Like a hairbrush or I don't know, a wine bottle. But at least I guess that has a little bit of oomph behind it.
I guess so.
Okay, so I grabbed a hammer and she grabbed a high heel while we held hands and searched the house. My boyfriend texted his friends who lived nearby to drive around the outside of the house. We found nothing, but the back door was unlocked. We sometimes forget to lock it. And I noticed the backyard motion light was on. My mom went back to sleep and I tried to forget about it. Looking back, I realized I must have just heard him leaving. Woo.
I hate that too. I don't know why I hate that as much as him waltzing on in.
Then that means that you didn't hear him come in.
Yeah. And he knew you were walking around looking for him too. Ugh. You know?
Yeah. Okay. The next day, I was sitting in the living room where the back door is located and noticed my parents' wedding album sitting on the floor next to the TV. It was super dusty and had fresh fingerprints on it. I asked my mom if she had been looking at it, but she was exhausted from work and passively said no. I didn't want to keep bringing it up, so I didn't mention anything further, but it gave me the creeps.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just such an intimate... You would think if someone's breaking into your house, they're breaking into your house to just steal something and leave. But to take the moment and, look at your family,
It feels, way more personal.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, learning about your family or learning about the people that might be in the house.
Oof. 2 months later, I would have the most terrifying night of my life. Oh, geez. It was a Friday in August, and after 8 hours on my feet working at a pizza shop, I was ready to get home and take a shower. My mom was having a well-deserved night out with her friends, so I had to walk home that night. But it wasn't a long walk, and I never felt scared in my neighborhood. I know better than to have my face in my phone while I'm walking at night, but I'd had a particularly rough shift, and I wanted to look at cute animals. Oh, that's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
I only looked up from my phone about 4 houses down from my house. I saw that the lights were on, and I rolled my eyes at my mom's hypocrisy because... she was always on me about turning out the lights before I left.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the door and started unlocking it. I dropped my keys and I was already cringing at the thought of Trixie's impatient barking at me for taking so long, but it was strangely silent.
No.
Oof.
Nope. No, Trixie. Thank you. Trixie, now I really wish you were that bull mastiff I was talking about.
Finally, my key turned. I opened the door and I saw him. Oh, I assume you don't mean Trixie. I distinctly remember my brain thinking, you're not supposed to be here. The man I saw was bald with little wire glasses. He seemed to be in his late 40s. His nose was big and his eyes even bigger, staring into mine with shock. I remember how wrinkled his forehead got when he raised his eyebrows. The whites of his eyes were huge. The detail here is like disturbing.
The fact that you were able to memorize his face that quickly, it would be a black mass as far as I'm concerned. I wouldn't know anything. I would have totally froze. Yeah. So congratulations on being able to like arguably sketch this man.
He had his back to me and was walking out of my bathroom 10 feet away wearing only a hoodie. Only a hoodie.
Yikes. Okay. So at least he's not 100% nude, but the part we don't care about was covered. The goods are still showing, it seems.
I saw his pasty white cheeks peeking out under the bottom and I screamed. I mean, scream regardless, but like, especially because of the pasty cheeks. I had never screamed a scream of deep and genuine fear before. Mm. I discovered that day that I'm not someone who freezes in an emergency. I book it.
Good for you. That's not me. I would be so useless. Allison hits people when she gets scared.
I'm a fight response, not a flight response.
Fun fact, if it's between the two of us, Allison's saving both of our lives. I'm doing nothing.
I couldn't feel my legs as I ran down the street. I was so afraid to look back because that's when all the women in horror movies trip and die. Good thinking, though.
Honestly, yes, yeah.
Absolutely. Run as fast as you can. Do not look back.
Yep.
That's what you do. Was he following me? Where do I go for help? Where's Trixie?
Where is Trixie?
That's what I've been asking.
Oh, no.
Luckily, at the end of the street, my friend was sitting on their porch waiting for their girlfriend to come over. They said, hey, Jay, how's it going?
It's like, no, like, no
not
time.
Well.
No time.
But I was already running past them to their door. I was a stuttering mess. Someone's in my house. Please let me inside. Please. I don't know where he went. We have to get inside. Their parents were home and we called the police together.
Okay.
Good thinking, though.
Yeah, like, truly.
Yeah, get to safety. The police checked out the house, but it seemed that he ran out the back door when I ran out the front. Thankfully, Trixie was relaxing in the living room when they walked in.
Jay chilling.
Where the hell has Trixie been? Is Trixie like pals with this guy?
Also, but that does tell you, like, for this man to be so confidently walking around in your own home, like taking his pants off, like doing the shuffle from the bathroom to the bedroom because he left his pants somewhere else. Like, this is not his second time in your home. Like, he has been coming and going, especially for your dog to not even react.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't even walk from one room to the other without my pants on.
Okay.
And I live here.
Well.
No comment.
You are the only one of three that can say that. RJ and I love not wearing pants. So
keep my pasty cheeks hidden away. So Trixie was fine, apparently. They brought me inside to look around for anything missing and had dogs search the outside to see where he might have gone. All of our valuables were there. However, when I walked into the bathroom, I noticed that our toothbrushes were lined up along the sink.
Do you think he's brushing his teeth with your toothbrush? It would be thrown away. That's for damn sure. If he touched the toothbrush at all, that's going in the garbage.
Everything I own would go in the garbage at this point.
Okay, that's true.
I knew that I hadn't done that, but thought that maybe my mom had when she was cleaning. Everything else seemed to be normal from what I could tell. My mom got home as the cops were finishing up. She was able to look around after they left and was freaked out about the toothbrushes and threw them away.
Good. Mm-hmm.
She hadn't lined them up. The only thing she noticed missing was a pair of her dirty underwear.
Okay.
Oh, no.
The whole dresser would go in the fire, honestly. I'd be like, we're just going shopping.
Okay, but also, like, I would not notice if a pair of my underwear went missing.
I
dirty underwear too in the laundry. I'm like, it's gonna take me 3 weeks to figure that out.
Honestly, I never know anymore. Like, laundry is such a enigma to me. I couldn't tell you what's clean, what's dirty, what's missing. So there are shirts that I haven't seen in weeks, and for all I know,
they're months even.
Months. I don't know. I have so many clothes. If someone wanted to break into our house and only steal my shirts, you could probably get away with stealing like 100 shirts and I wouldn't even know. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay, they're, half of them are on the floor. I know, Allison. Your body's covering them up right now from the camera.
Okay, so back to the story. All I could think about that night as I tried to sleep was that he was walking out of the bathroom. My plan was to walk straight there and hop into the shower. What would have happened if I hadn't dropped my keys
right.
and he walked in a few seconds before while he was in the bathroom?
Right.
Or a few seconds after when he had snuck into another room and waited while I took a shower.
Oh,
God.
Gross.
As horrible as it was, I was so grateful that I saw him at the exact time I did. The cops had found a smeared handprint on the glass of our back door where the man had pushed it open, but it wasn't clear enough for prints. They also found footprints on the AC unit near my mom's bedroom window where he had been standing and watching.
I hate that. No.
It's terrible.
Absolutely not.
I took my best friend around the backyard the next day to show her everything they had found. She paused. Jay, what is that shit? Oh, here we go.
Oh, is that shit? Oh, the poop, right? I forgot about the poop.
I looked where she was pointing. There was a line of human shit going from the grass near the back door to the fence in my backyard. A line?
Yo, I think she gave him explosives. I think he couldn't keep it in and left a trail as he ran. You know what I mean? The old diarrhea. In case you didn't know what I'm talking about.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, but she says it was about four pieces. And trust me, they were not from any kind of animal. That doesn't sound like it to me. That sounds like purposeful.
Like marking territory?
But like while walking?
I don't know. This doesn't feel human.
Is it like a crab walk?
I don't know. Maybe it's just like one of those like large waddle steps. But even then, like, what's the point? I think it's fair for this person to think that they scared the poop out of them because you can't logically think like, oh yeah, they just chose to poop while walking away, you know? Like it makes
the next line is the man wasn't wearing pants anyway, so I'm sure it just slipped out.
But truly, like, I mean, easy access, easy exit, you know? It's gross. I don't know what the reason is. I would guess too that we scared him, because I can't think of a reason why someone would just start. Or maybe okay.
Sorry. Or
maybe the person was actually having like stomach problems, and when they walked in, because I mean he was coming out of the bathroom anyway, maybe he was like already hurting, and then when he got caught he was like, he had to leave, and he was like, well, I'm not done going to the bathroom, but he just kept going. I'm trying to think of a logical story. I can't think of one.
She scared the poop out of him.
Or he already had a bowel issue and like she scared him out of the bathroom and therefore all he had left was the outdoors. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Let's go with you scared the poop out of him because it's a much better story.
Agreed. Okay.
It's still terrifying though, to be fair. Just the fucking worst.
Okay. So, obviously.
Yes.
She called the investigators back to take any evidence they could. Unfortunately, it just resulted in me standing over the logs with a cop saying, yep, that's from a human, all right. I'll add it to the file.
Thank you, officer. Why are you standing over the logs? Can't you just stand near them?
He said they couldn't collect evidence from it.
What? Why? That's literal DNA, right? I don't know how collecting poop works.
I don't either.
Okay.
A week later on Sunday, Mom received a package in the mail. It was a keychain that said, you'll be in my heart forever.
Yuck. Oh.
She asked if my boyfriend had sent it. Hell no, that's cheesy AF.
Yikes.
And when she looked on her Amazon account, she saw that it was ordered from her own account the previous Friday.
So they were on her computer.
Nobody else had access to her account. We had both been out of the house that Friday.
So that's interesting because my first thought was, oh, this person like got the hint and said like, it's time for me to not be coming back here anymore. So let me send you a parting gift. But they sent the gift from the house before getting caught, which means
from her account.
Oh, from the, I guess it could have been done from.
Yeah. It could have like if
from a different
they'd
computer.
Had a login to her account, they could have done it from somewhere else.
I guess so. Okay.
How insulting though, to be like, here's a gift from me, but I paid for it with your credit card. I mean, that's not the most insulting part of this, obviously, but
sure. It's still like just an extra kick in the crotch. It's like, also, you have less money now. I technically did rob you.
Okay. At this point, my mom decided to get security cameras and an alarm system. Good. At the time, we could only afford indoor cameras, but it would be enough to at least be able to check the house before we went in. We had signs around the front of the house that said we had a security system, and as the weather got colder, I started to feel more safe in my house. I figured no one was pervy enough to hang around the windows in 15-degree weather with their cheeks out. But as summer approached, my anxiety worsened again.
Well, yeah.
In June of 2018, my friend sent me a girl's post on Facebook. She lived around the block from me and posted a vague message describing the man that I saw and saying to keep an eye out because there's something very scary, because something very scary happened tonight.
Oh, so like now he's up to no good somewhere else nearby.
I messaged her with my story and asked what happened. She said she was sitting in the bathroom when she heard taps on the window. She looked up to see a man in the window. Oh, my God. Her parents were home, and she screamed for her dad, who ran out and yelled at him. He was fumbling with his pants before he hopped the fence and ran away.
This guy needs to get it together with his fucking pants. Are you kidding me?
The police told her they couldn't do anything. Ugh. Honestly, I was getting fed up with it. I was tired of having panic attacks if I heard a raccoon outside or being scared to take my laundry into the basement at night. I'm also scared of raccoons outside and taking my laundry into the basement at night, but like I have never had trauma, so I can't imagine how bad it must be.
Yeah, truly.
As soon as it started to get dark in the evening, I would rush to close all the curtains so I wouldn't have to feel him watching me. I had nightmares about waking up to him watching me sleep and some dreams where I beat his ass, which were therapeutic.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome.
I felt like this man had ruined my ability to feel safe at home, and I was pissed. So I started to face my fears. I would walk into dark rooms, look out the windows at night, and I even took a self-defense course.
Good. Wow. I still, the fact that it's all based in like consistent trauma is really just horrible.
Mm-hmm. But my biggest test was to sleep alone in my house in the summer.
Ugh.
My mom had left for 5 days around the 4th of July. Wow. She had the only car between us, so I spent most of my time with my boyfriend. One night, my boyfriend was busy, and I decided I would stay alone to show myself I could do it. My anxiety got worse and worse as the night drew on, but eventually I decided I needed to try to sleep. I was so angry at myself because no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't make myself turn the lights off.
I don't blame you, though. Like, do not feel bad about yourself at all. Either. I would never sleep with the lights on off again.
I thought, Jay, come on. It's been a year and nothing has happened to you. You have literally scared the shit out of this man. Are you going to live the rest of your life sleeping with the lights on because of one creepy asshole?
I'd like to think he also, wherever he is in the world at this point, is having trouble sleeping just because he remembers he pooped all over someone's property, like out of embarrassment. I hope he wouldn't show his face again at the very least, because logic isn't working. So I'd like to think he's at least ashamed enough that he wouldn't approach you. I don't know. I'm just hoping he doesn't come back in this story. I see we've got a whole other page left and I'm nervous.
We'll see. Unfortunately, I was a weenie. I slept with the lights on. That doesn't make you a weenie.
No,
just my
not
opinion.
At all.
The next night was a Friday, and I just had a terrible feeling. I told my boyfriend I couldn't sleep there. We stopped by my house after work to let Trixie out and then left to sleep at his place for the night. An hour later, I got a call from my mom. Did you trip the alarm?
Are you fucking kidding me? Okay.
No, I said. I'm not even home. It says your bedroom window is open.
For fuck's sake. So, okay, keep going.
My stomach dropped. My mom said that the cops would be on their way and she would keep me updated. I was 25 minutes away from the house, so I stayed at my boyfriend's for the night and waited. The next day, we checked out the house. It had taken the police 20 minutes to get to my house, which is 6 minutes from the station. When they got there,
yikes.
When they got there, they saw no signs of forced entry and left. We weren't home to let them in, so they weren't able to see inside. When I arrived, I was able to see that someone had opened the window and climbed halfway in before hearing the alarm system and replaced the screen before leaving. I had had a bunch of photos and trinkets on my windowsill that were now strewn everywhere on my bed. When my mom watched the security footage, you could hear the window opening and see Trixie jump at the sound of my stuff clattering to the floor. The front garden was also trampled, and it was visible that someone was trying to get into the windows on the front of the house. This window was right over the bed that I was sleeping in the night before.
God.
It set back all the work I had done on conquering my fears.
I was going to say, like, you have every right to never be able to sleep well ever again. Like, I, the fact that it took you a year to finally have the bravery, and then the day that you would be there by yourself, which, like, it's not just like, what are the odds? It feels like for a year, this person, for all we know, was watching you the whole time, waiting for you to be alone again. Like, who knows?
It's really, really,
it's
terrible.
Really disturbing.
How messed up was this guy? He climbed into a window that was clearly marked as having an alarm on it and was so desperate to get in that he was walking in front of the house where anyone could see him. He's gone from sneaking around to knocking on windows and waiting to be seen. Did the thrill of being seen by me and not getting caught make him push the boundaries more? If I had been in the bed and it had taken the cops 20 minutes to get there, who knows what could have happened?
Exactly, especially for the police department to only be 6 minutes away. And isn't the average, I don't know if this is, it's, someone chime in if I'm wrong, but I think like cops are supposed to be, they are supposed to be timed to be able to get to your place within 8 minutes or something.
I don't know.
I think that's the number. So 20 minutes, gross. Yeah. Anything could have happened. And like, what are the odds that both times you were just like a hair away from having a real run-in with this guy of
like alone when alone, your mom's not home,
dropping your keys, and then he walked out of the bathroom, and now you were supposed to be in that bed an hour before you left. Crazy. Sorry for the dogs if you can hear them, everyone.
It's Trixie.
Sorry, that was silly, Allison.
The police finally started to take us seriously. Finally, took freaking long enough.
Over a year.
And set up a sketch artist appointment with me. Even though it had been a year since I had first seen him, we produced a sketch that looked just like him. It creeped me out to see the face again that had haunted me for so long. I won't go into it, but the detectives were extremely unhelpful after this. Honestly, not shocking based on everything you've said in the story so far.
Also, like, yeah, for now that I'm saying that they were unhelpful, I feel like I can get on a little tirade here. But, like, for them to have shown up at your house, first of all, 20 minutes late, and then also for them to be like, well, we couldn't get in the house. It's like, there's an open fucking window, bro. Like, you can get in the house. Like, he certainly did. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
They were constantly mixing up my story. They thought I was a different witness, and they stopped responding to calls. When I went in person to look into the case, a detective told me it was closed.
For fuck's sake.
Truly. I was working and going to school full time, so eventually I gave up trying. Ultimately, the man was caught. Hey!
Thank God, but like, wow, took a million fucking years.
Yeah, really. A woman in a neighborhood nearby called the police when he started knocking on her bedroom windows in the middle of the night. So, like, exactly what had happened to her neighbor.
They just took this person more seriously, or he left evidence behind? Like, how come they took, like, the third person seriously and not her?
When they showed up, he hopped in his car and led them on a chase before being caught in a parking lot. So he, like, stuck around for 20 freaking minutes this time.
Well, he was probably so cocky by this point of, like, I can do whatever I want, and they're not going to, like, catch me, or I'm not going to get put away for it, so I might as well stick around anyway. And then that was his downfall.
Well, it looks like he has been caught before, because the next line is, the man had previous convictions of home invasion, window peeping, indecent exposure, resisting arrest, and domestic violence.
Oh, there it is.
His mugshot matches my sketch exactly. From what I could gather, he did 1 month in prison for evading police while on parole. He was not prosecuted for what he did to me or my neighbor nearby, and he's now free to creep on whoever he wants.
What? Oh my God. And also, like, so he had already been arrested before, and you gave a perfect sketch, and they weren't able to compare that?
Yeah, really. Like, what's the point of a sketch?
What's the point
if you're not going to use it?
They should have been able to be like, oh, that guy's literally in our system. Okay. And now, okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So fucking mad for you. I'm so mad for you.
I know his name and face, and there is a news article about him, but I don't know if I can share them since he hasn't been charged with what he did to me. He absolutely did not get the justice he deserves. Absolutely not.
At all. And like, I'm not going to legally encourage you to do anything specific, but I would certainly post those pictures. I'm not saying you should. You're probably much more in the right, and you know a lot more about this than I do. I would be posting that picture left and fucking right, being like, this guy fucking did this to me. This is his name. If you live in my area, you better watch the fuck out.
Oh, there would be posters up all over the neighborhood.
Yeah. And I would deal with the consequences later of like whether or not I should have done that. Because you know what he shouldn't have done? Anything he did, and he got away with it. So anyway, the end. The end on my end. Go ahead, Allison.
Sorry for the unhappy ending, but I hope you enjoyed my crazy story. We have moved out of that area.
Thank God.
And are doing much better now. Keep up the great work, guys. Stay spooky.
Allison, do you have any notes? Because I keep interrupting you just to say the same thing over and over again.
It's just terrible. Like, it's just horrible that somebody can, like, intrude on your life like that. And there's nothing you can do about it. Like, the police aren't responsive. Like, it's just awful.
Yeah, I'm really glad you moved out of there. And I by the way, I would still be paranoid if I moved. I'd be like, for all we know, he followed us. Like, just out of fear, out of sheer fear that he'd instilled over the years. So, sorry you're going through that.
I think about this question sometimes, this, like, would you rather question, which is just really torturing myself.
Okay.
So, let me ask you. Would you rather have somebody break into your home when you're not home?
Okay.
Or have somebody, like, mug you or assault you in person outside of your home?
Maybe. I mean, wow. Both
it's a terrible,
fucking horrible.
Is it really terrible? Would you rather?
This is what you think about?
I'm literally walking down the street like on a sunny day thinking this to myself. And I was like, I think there's something wrong with me. Obviously
fucking neither. And I don't want to pick one and then make that seem like it's less traumatic than the other. But I think without any experience, I would probably pick the thing happening outside, so at least I still felt safe in my home.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would be scared to be walking on the street every second. Like, who's going to be the one that turns around and does something? You know? What would you pick?
The same one.
Okay.
And I was not physically harmed, but I have been mugged. And it was terrifying. And, like, I was afraid of walking around on the street for a long time. I mean, you know that. Like, yeah. I still get scared walking outside at night.
Yeah.
But the idea of somebody being, like, in my home, like, my safe space,
that's, like,
is
yeah.
terrible. It's
even,
also terrible.
Even after you got mugged, you were able to go home and, like, escape.
But and, like, feel safe there.
But when someone breaks into the space you're supposed to feel safe in, that's so violating in every word, in every sense of the word. So that's, I can't believe you
both
went through
awful.
This.
Both
and,
awful.
And the fact that, what was the name of this person who wrote
Jay.
This in? Jay. The fact that you're able to so openly, I don't know if you're talking about this all the time with people or not, but the fact that you were able to write all of this down and, like, relive that to tell us, holy crap, like, I'm just so sorry you're going through that. You deserve a hug and a trophy and $1,000 all at once. So,
yeah. And wow. You've clearly done a lot of work to
a lot
to get through it. So good for you. That's awesome.
Wow.
Terrible that happened, though.
But thank you for writing in. I don't know. Yeah, it was, talk about an unhappy ending. I don't know how to walk away from this except to just say that fucking sucks. I'm sorry.
And also to have a little sense of humor about it, like with scaring the poop out of them.
I mean, hell, you scared the poop out of someone. Good for you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Explore new possibilities, pleasure zones, and find your vibe at funlove.com. Funlove.com is a leading online retailer of sensual health and wellness products, offering a wide array of premier brands of toys, lingerie, and accessories. I know I've talked about it before, but we received the most lovely gift basket from Funlove. First of all, I didn't know what it was at first, and then when I pulled out a vibrator, I thought, oh boy, this is not your everyday fruit basket. There was everything, I'm telling you, from sexy perfumes to toys to vibrators to lube. I mean, I gotta say, it's like a one-stop shop, okay? If you go to funlove.com and you're looking for maybe a romantic evening, either with a loved one or with yourself, they've got what you're looking for, I can promise you. So what are you waiting for? Explore, discover, indulge, and make love fun by visiting funlove.com. And if you live in Arizona or Colorado, check out one of their 18 store locations. Hey, maybe I'll stop by when I'm in town.
And for a limited time, you can save 30% off your first order when you use the code DRINK at funlove.com. Head to funlove.com today and use code DRINK at checkout to save 30% off your first order.
Visit funlove.com today.
We all want our cats to be healthy and happy because, of course, that makes us happy too. But because we're not mind readers, we don't always know when they're unwell. And cats can be kind of standoffish about sharing their emotions and feelings. So helping us keep tabs on our cat's health is just one reason you should use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, so there is no more cat bathroom smell. Hooray! Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can. Here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness in our cats, including urinary tract infection, and kidney issues. And Pretty Litter ships free right to our door in a small, lightweight bag. This is ingenious, folks. Pretty Litter has been a part of our lives for many, many years. I just think it's the coolest product. It gives you the peace of mind knowing that you can sense something is wrong depending on the color of the litter. And it's so much easier than going to the store and lugging all that dusty litter home. You know how that goes. And the smell. There's no smell. It's amazing. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/ATWWD and use code ATWWD to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/ATWWD, code ATWWD to save 20%. prettylitter.com/ATWWD, code ATWWD. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we've got another story. This is from Krista, who uses she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns. And the subject line is, random dude confessed murder to me. Whoa, okay. So, here we go. Krista says, hey there. Hello.
Hi.
I'm still in freakout mode. Oh, because, so bear with me as this just happened last night.
That's fresh.
Oh my God. I like how they confess murder to you and now you're about to confess that murder to us and like have, has anyone called the police? Like, but then again, from Jay's story, it doesn't sound like it's going to be useful anyway. So, we can be the outcry witness and now we're just paying it forward. Now thousands are going to hear this confession. Lovely. Okay, let's crack into it. A little background first. My son and I travel a lot together, and we went to South Padre Island and stayed a week on the ocean. It was beautiful, and we went deep sea fishing. And while we were there, we went deep sea fishing while we were there and met a fisherman. My son and him got along really well. He sent me a picture of the two of us, so he then had my number. He seemed nice enough and would send me pictures once in a while, and that changed last night. So you just met this guy on vacation, and every now and then you just exchange pleasantries up until now.
I feel like that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's great.
Yeah.
He asked if he could call me. Okay.
Red flag. Red flag already. Someone's trying to call you on the phone. I don't care who it is. That's a red flag.
At the very least, a deep orange flag.
Even when my mom is like, can I call you? I'm like, oh my God.
My mom called me today and I went, oh, like, what is about to happen? I was like, I'm so busy. Please make this quick. So something told me it was important to take the call. Well, let me tell you, this dude told me that his day had sucked. I asked why. And he said that his mom had to throw away some of his clothes. Okay, but Allison would love to throw away half my clothes. I'd be bummed too. I was like, are you in your 30s? Like, what? Like, why? He said they were covered in blood. Okay.
Look, if you all of your clothes were covered in blood, like, yes, I would absolutely make you throw them away. It's a biohazard. Mostly because, like, why are they covered in blood? You should probably get rid of the evidence.
They're about, okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you for knowing what I need to
actually
do next.
You should probably burn them. Don't throw them away.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now we know where Allison's head goes.
Nobody take that advice.
Especially this guy. I said, I asked, oh, well, how did that happen? And then he proceeded to tell me how his friends had killed a guy and his job was to dismember the body.
Why? I have so many questions. The first one being, if this had happened to you, why would your first move be to call some person that you met on vacation weeks ago?
Maybe he just needed to, maybe he felt that guilty and needed to vent to somebody. And not really, though, because he started the phone call with, oh, I've had a bad day. My clothes got thrown out. Not, oh, I've had a bad day. I dismembered a human. I don't know. Maybe he felt, maybe part of him felt guilty and he needed to talk about it to someone. And he picked the person who would give a shit the least. In theory, or like the person maybe least connected to him, so he didn't feel like he was totally outing himself.
Yeah,
because she doesn't know a lot of info about him anyway.
I guess I feel like you can do a lot with a phone number.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I also, like, this person was able to dismember a body, so clearly we have different wavelengths we think on. Okay, he went into detail. I learned everything, and so much I did not want to know. I would have been recording it all for a confession, 1,000%.
I was just thinking, like, I can't believe you stayed on the phone for all of that information. I mean, maybe, yeah, if you were recording it, or I guess, I don't know what I would do.
Maybe the smartest move is to act like you're, like, down with it. And, like, because if you hang up immediately, my first thought, if I killed somebody and then I reached out to somebody and they hung up immediately, my first thought would be, like, oh, no, that person's going to snitch on me. And, like, now, and as the caller, I would be nervous because I clearly made it obvious that I was not okay with it and, like, something was going to happen to him. I would act like I was totally fine with it, get as much information as I could, be ready to be that star witness, you know?
Mm, yeah.
He went into detail. I learned everything and so much I did not want to know. While I was on the phone with him, I called a friend from my son's phone so she could hear what was going on, because who the fuck would believe this was happening? She called the police for me and I got off the call with her and started recording what he was telling me. Good, good, good. So now I am in contact with a South Padre detective. I have sent him the recordings. They aren't sure if anything will come out, but are hoping someone reports the man they killed and dismembered missing. While I'm kicking myself that this random dude had my number, I guess I should be thankful that he confessed to me? I don't know. It is such a weird thing. I knew I had to write in to tell the world that this happened because I'm still in shock and horror. Thank you for all you do, and thank you for bringing creepy and crimey stories to us every week. You've gotten me through a lot of car drives, and my son loves to hear the spooks. I love to hear the crimes. Stay safe and don't go deep sea fishing.
Don't worry, I won't.
They throw more than just fish into the ocean.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, Also, like, just like this is why introverts are like, see, don't make friends on vacation. You might find yourself.
This is exactly why I don't make friends on vacation.
You might end up in a sticky situation. I would like to know how the conversation ended. Like the phone call. How did it end? Where she was like, ah, well, anyway, I got dinner on the stove.
Hope tomorrow's better.
Yeah. What? Or like, what do you like? Was she like, damn, what do you think you're going to do about that? Like, how did, what were her responses to the things he was saying? Because if she was trying to play it cool to get as much information as possible, super smart, but also understandable if everything she said was like holding back throw up, like I'd be so grossed out. I don't know how, I would love to know like how that, both sides of that phone call went.
Definitely.
Thank you, Allison. Okay, here's another one. This is from Nikki, who uses she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns, Nikki.
Thanks, Nikki. Okay, the subject line is between you and us?
I love when they end with a question mark because nobody's sure of the situation.
So it starts, hi, Christine, M, Eva, animal friends, and new ATWWD, Bibi.
Love the little Bibi. The little Bibi.
My stories are short but terrifying for me. I'm sure that means they'll be terrifying for us as well. I bought a house in December 2017, and the people we bought it from were young, but kept referring to their grandfather. Colorado doesn't require you to disclose if someone is murdered or dies by suicide in the house.
Mm, true.
I had a weird feeling the grandpa died in the house or while he was living there, since it was the granddaughter selling it to us.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to smudge it and piss him off, so I just told him thank you so much for letting me buy and live in this wonderful house.
That's nice. That's very polite. And I also like that the seller was like, I'm going to give you the character. Like, if something goes on, I did have a grandfather at one point, and then just kind of faded off into the darkness.
You know? Okay. Nikki says, I lived in the house for a little over a month before my roommate moved in and was terrified every single night, but assumed it was because I always lived with my parents and this was my first time living alone.
Mm.
Right off the bat, I always heard weird noises in the house, but attributed it to being an old house and it makes weird creaking noises. Okay, but also every time, like I said, every time I'm alone, I'm like, what's that?
Look, I think every person who has written in so far would agree with you that it's fair to be nervous. Also, Eva did not tell us that it seems like the theme so far is like creepy fucking people in your house. That seems to be like
scary things that happen when you're alone at home.
Yeah, that's the overarching theme so far. Happy Halloween, everyone.
All right. In my bedroom, the closet doors were mirrors, and my dresser on one of the other walls also had a mirror attached. I'm sure you know where this is going. I don't want to know where this is going, but we're going to find out. I woke up one night sitting straight up looking at myself in the mirror and saw my mouth smiling in one of the no teeth creepy grins.
See ya! See ya!
I thought I was tripping and started moving my mouth all sorts of ways, but the creepy grin mirror reflection stayed the same.
No.
I also looked to the side in my dresser mirror and it was the same.
Oh!
I turned on the TV and covered my face enough to not see the mirrors. Now I wish I would have taken a pic of myself to see if it was real.
Selfie. But first, let me take a selfie.
Hashtag mirror selfie. Safe to say, I stayed up most of the night watching shows to distract me from my horror. Anyone who knows me knows I'm the biggest scaredy cat alive. I mean, I don't think it takes a scaredy cat to be scared of that situation.
Yo, when your face is like not
doing what you're doing with it.
Yeah. No. I don't know if that's like a doppelganger hiding in the mirror or if they're trying to give you like hallucinations or like, I don't like any of it. I don't like any of it.
Mm-mm. Flash forward a few months, I was having a nightmare and woke up and immediately had to check my surroundings. The way my bed was situated in my room, I could see out the door to the living room. I saw a large male figure in my living room walking towards my kitchen.
No.
Am I the only one who can't sleep with the door open? Like, if the door's open,
I would like
scary
to know what
this. Get in.
Well, if they can walk through the door,
it's like being under the covers. Though it's like, okay, you can't get me if I'm under the covers.
Yeah, it's a nice like. I'm sure there's like some like psychological. You know, you're faking yourself out, feeling like you're more enclosed,
more safe than you actually are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the thought of like sleeping with an open door to the living room like gives me the creeps.
Well, you know what freaks me out is that it's definitely getting more comfortable. I would feel like you would the situations would be reversed though, where like you would see someone walking in a different room first and then later you would see something interacting with you in bed at night. Like I feel like it would get braver and braver and closer, but
maybe, but it could be like, oh, it's just me and my eyes are playing tricks on me to like, oh, there's literally somebody in my house.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I saw a large male figure in my living room walking toward my kitchen. Obviously, like in the scary movies, my dumb ass had to get out of the bed to see if there was really a man in my house. My dumb ass would be under the covers going, I'm safe here.
Yeah. I would be, I don't know what I'd be doing, but it would not be getting out of bed and looking around.
My childhood home was broken into and burglarized when I was young, so I have an extreme fear of that now.
Fair enough. Yeah. You're not alone, apparently.
I walked through the house, turned on all the lights, checked the doors and windows, and woke up my poor roommate because I was so scared. Luckily, we recently sold the house and parted ways, and I haven't had anything weird happen since.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Oh,
and that's it. Oh, yeah, that's okay. It.
Oh, my God. After proofreading that, I realized it was not as short as I said at the beginning of my email. Oops, it was pretty short. So very concise. Anyways, I cannot wait to see the live show in Denver in April 2022. Love you all. Thanks for reading, Nikki.
Nikki, you know who else is going to be at that Denver show? I think my mom is going to be at that show.
Oh, yeah?
So you can, I don't know, say hi to her. I don't know. That's my nightmare is my mom at my live show. So
maybe I'll be there too.
Will you?
I don't know. Maybe. We're still going to go to Meow Wolf in Denver, right? At some point.
If Denver is where my mom's supposed to go and you and I have plans to go to Meow Wolf and we have to take my mother to Meow Wolf.
Let's take Linda to Meow Wolf with us.
My mom would love it. She loves a good selfie opportunity, which is all that Meow Wolf is. Okay. Well, fun fact, everyone. We just decided that we're taking my mom to Meow Wolf. Mom, if you're listening, get ready. Pack your bags. And Nikki, thank you for your story. Have fun meeting my mom, and maybe we'll see you at Meow Wolf.
Glad
you got out of there. So we got one more story to end it all on, I think. I want to make sure that was the last one. Yes. Okay, so we've got one more. And this is from Chelsea, who uses she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns, Chelsea. The subject line is, my great-grandmother predicted the gender of my baby through your podcast, more specifically, Eva from Beyond the Grave. I'm overwhelmed at this subject line, and I think this is where the Eva ego kicks in.
It's got to be. She saved it for last.
She saved it for last, of course. So lo and behold, everyone's nice and scared and terrified in their own homes right now, and Eva gets a moment in the limelight. So let's kick it off. Hello, everyone, and especially Eva. Okay, Eva. Wow.
Again, I'll try not to be offended.
No, everyone raised your glasses to Eva anyway, because she really does do everything. You deserve the credit. I wonder how you and a ghost conspired a gender reveal, though. I'm curious to see how this goes.
I'm like not surprised, but I'm also intrigued.
Yeah, I've heard the story a million times in different ways. I'm excited for a new version. There's a synchronicity. This is a synchronicity story for sure. Maybe a little paranormal. I was extremely close to my great grandmother growing up, and she passed away when I was 12. Despite that, I have always felt her presence with me. From a music box she gifted my mother that would randomly play while sitting next to her picture, to still smelling her perfume in the doorway of her house years after she passed. A few weeks before I got pregnant, I kept having dreams that I would be pregnant soon.
Mm.
The last dream before I found out was my great-grandmother telling me I would have a baby girl.
Aww.
This was around June 2019. I found out I was pregnant in July and told my husband that if it was a girl, I wanted to name her after my great-grandmother, and it is the only name he wouldn't fight me on. I told my family, and we kept seeing her name everywhere. I was also driving a ton for work pre-COVID and was caught up on the podcast. October came around, and y'all did your Halloween episode. Cue random anxiety attack while driving when Eva decides to be Louise Belcher for Halloween, and Christine said, Eva Louise, repeatedly. That's when I absolutely knew that my child would be named after my great-grandmother, Eva Louise. What? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Wow. What are the odds? Okay. I found out a few weeks later that I was indeed having a girl. I now have a beautiful and healthy 18-month-old that refuses to respond to said name when doing questionable things. Thank you all for being amazing, and congrats to the new baby, Christine. She's gorgeous. Wow. Eva,
that is
really?
So fun.
And Eva, it's her middle name's Louise too. I know she was dressed as Louise Belcher, but her middle name is Louise. Louise or Louisa? Louise. Eva Louise Gross? Eva? No, anyway, so now your baby shares first and middle name with Eva. That's so fun.
Wow, that's so fun.
I'm nailed it. Oh, Eva just texted me saying that is her middle name. Perfect. Okay. super duper. Well, congratulations on your little baby, Eva. Thank you for writing in, Chelsea. That was very nice. That was a good way to end it, because the other ones were really, really scary. So I'm glad this one was just a little spooky.
Yeah, what a fun, spooky story to end on.
And also, I love that your great-grandmother from beyond was like, I'm going to get that baby named after me no matter what I have to do. And then worked through Eva dressed as Louise Belcher and made sure that the name just got shouted at you in the car.
Well, grandma was also doing the work. By like letting her know, you know?
Oh, also, Eva's also named after her great-grandmother, Eva, by the way.
Wait.
Is that not the craziest?
Is Eva your baby?
Well, thank you, everybody, for writing in. And I hope everyone has a happy November. There's only one more listener stories this year. And then we're in 2022. Very creepy, creepy, creepy.
Oof.
Did I just blow your mind a little bit?
It's mind blown. Whoa. Well, time passes.
And I think Miss Allison is going to be having that listeners episode with us too. Are you going to be on for that one?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, probably yes, but like, if nobody addresses an email to me, then like maybe not.
Depending on how many comments on YouTube say that she's pretty, I guess is what we'll get Allison convinced to do or not.
I'd like to hear about my big brain and my sharp wit as well.
And your phone voice. Comments, your phone voice.
Talk about my phone voice. Yeah, all the good things.
And if you happen to be an Eva whose great grandmother is also named Eva, then welcome to the club. There's apparently two sets of you out there.
There should be a whole club for Eva Louises. That'd be so fun.
There you have it. Bada bing, bada boom. Oh, okay. And
that's
why
we
drink.
Yay.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.